April 18th, Srila Gurudev, Malaysia.
Those who don't accept any form, any quality, and they don't think any difference in Jiva and Brahma, they are Nirvisheshvadi, Advaitvadi. And those who think the Supreme Lord is everywhere, and whole world, all the living entity in Supreme Godhead, and he sees that my worshipable is in them, and in my worshipable, oh, they are all there. This comes in the life of Prahlad Maharaj. Everywhere saw Krishna, and in Krishna all living entity he saw. And you know Prahlad Charitra. First you know short Prahlad Charitra. I think it will be better for devotee to read it 108 times and follow the character of Prahlad Maharaj. In boyhood, when he was in the womb of his mother, how not great Maharshi Narada gave him all the Ved, Vedanta, Upanishad, Puran, Mahabhagavat, Bhagavat, and other things, Gita, everything. So from the boyhood he was Bhakta. His father was a great personality. He was a Maha Demon, big demon. He has a groom from Brahma in day, in night, in Akash,
sky,
in earth, in Patal. Anywhere, anyone created by Brahma should not be. Any animal, any bird, any human being, they should not cover. Thus he was light immortal. And he took the position of Nandan Kanan Indra Puri, the palace of Indra, everything. And demigods, what? They run away from there. And thus he was cutting old trees in which fruits, those cows, those were giving milk and curtain, ghee, by which havan was done. And Vedic Brahman he used to do yajna and sacrifice, he stopped. And thus he was doing nonsense things in this world. There became a dispute between father and son. Son, very high class of bhakta, he always chanting, remembering, shravanam, kirtanam, vishnu, smaran, all, navada bhakti. And father was totally against. He wanted to stop. But Prahlad Maharaj never stopped. Seeing this, he wanted to kill that boy, that in our Chandan once. Oh, this Prahlad is like Kuthar.
Yes.
So I should finish him, but he could not. And we have told the teachings of Prahlad Maharaj. Here, no? In which we can tell Yusufu, Nesha Matistava Gurumkara, these three slokas. Hiranyakashipu, after that, became very angry. He wanted to kill him. home in so many various ways, but he could not. Again, Chandamarte Guru, of that my father is now outside, he will come and he will rectify you. Oh, this boy, don't worry. And then he took him, and then he told that one day two gurus went outside, keeping Prahlad Maharaj like monitor. And when they gone out, all boys wanted to play. But Prahlad Maharaj told, oh, today you should listen to me, don't play. Another day you can play plenty, but today you should hear. Kumar Acharit Prajno. Those who are intelligent from beginning of their life, from their
childhood,
they should try to do bhajan, chanting, hearing sweet pastimes of Krishna, remembering and other things. The demon boy told, when we will be old then you cannot do anything. You cannot see a state even. And death is, when it will come, no certainty. It may be tomorrow, day after tomorrow, after 100 years, you will die, but no certainty. So from beginning of your life, then how our maintenance will go? Then Prahlad Maharaj told, natat prayaso jat ayu vayah param natatha vintate kshemam mukunda charanam. If sorrow and suffering coming without any invitation, oh, happiness must come without doing. Because it is prarabdha karma. What we have done in past life, oh, as a fruit, they are bound to come. So don't waste your time. If our age is 100 years, 20 years goes, 50 years goes in sleeping, day and night. And in day also, from childhood up to 20 years, we are trying to be expert so that we can collect so much money and be happy. And from 80 years to 100 years, or too old, they cannot do anything, no memory, nothing, useless. Now 10 years remaining, in 10 years, marrying, making house, car, and TV, so many things, computer. Then giving birth to children, supporting and nourishing children. When you will do bhajan, again you will have to come in the circle of birth and death. So you should know that I am Guru. Guru is my Swaroop, Sakshat Hari Kena, not Hari, but he is very near and dear to Krishna. So knowing this, you should surrender to Gurudev and give him all your Sarva Labha Pranayinacha. What you have, give. And then you should serve Krishna. In this way, your life will be successful. Then Prahlad Maharaj told that, oh, repeat us and do kirtan. And then Prahlad Maharaj began to sing and they also began to follow. Sri Krishna Govinda Hare Murare Govinda He Nanda Kishore Krishna Shri Krishna Govinda Hare Murare. Kishore Krishna, Sri Krishna Govinda, Hare Murari. Govinda He Nanda Kishore Krishna, Krishna Govinda, Hare Murari. Govinda He Nanda Kishore Krishna, Hare Krishna. Tanaya prasida,
Hari
Yashoda,
Tanaya
prasida, Sri Vallabhi, hearing the sound, and from any his god, Hiranyakashipu knew that all boils are going to be spoiled. At once he took his sword and cloth and he came. Oh, you have no fear? Why fear? Who is having and who is your bulk? The strength. Oh, where is the strength of yours? Same. Where he is? Everywhere. Everywhere I am not seeing. Oh, I am seeing. Is it in this pillar? Oh, yes, he is in pillar. And then he beat his dick, and that pillar was smashed. And big sound, how? How big sound came? Oh, why not ready always? Going good. What doing? Bala is not doing anything. Oh, you can relax. Thousands of arms, so many astra, weapons, and he catch hold of Hiranyakashipu. It was not day or night, it was evening. Not in sky, not in earth, on his left, not outside, not inside, on the door. Not by any people, only by males. and not created by Brahma. He was not created. He is created of Brahman, Shankara and all. And in a second he what?
Finished
and took his and flame from his head coming jata. Then all fear. Brahma told to Shankar, please go, you are very near and dear to Krishna, so you should pacify. Oh, I cannot go today. And then Lakshmi was told, she told that now I cannot go, I am fearing. Then they asked Prahlad, and Prahlad, running, he went there. And he fell flat on the lotus feet of Nrisimhadev. And then Nrisimhadev, all anger and everything was subsided. And he took Prahlad Maharaj on his lap and told, I want to give you some benediction. Please ask. Oh, Prahlad Maharaj, I am not a businessman, that I want anything for your bhakti. If anything, to desire to take anything, you should rectify that. Then he told, even something you should want. Then he told, my father should be happy, he should be liberated, because he has done apradh to you and your bhakti me. Oh, he is liberated. Your 21 generation are liberated because you are son Uttam Mahabhagava. And they will be, who will be Madhyama Siddhari? They will be liberated.
14.
And those who are simply Kanishta Vaishnava Adhikari, if any son like Kanishta, then his seventh generation will be liberated. Thus Prahlad Maharaj is Jnani Bhakta. But by tongue, by hand, by mind, how he served Krishna? Who is his worshipable form? Nisim came, and in a moment he
disappeared.
And what service? He is Parabrahma, has no appetite, no thirst. He cannot give all these things. He is not tired that he will measure him. He is self-satisfied Atmaram of Atmaram. He needs nothing. So Prahlad Maharaj only doing Sraman Kirtan, nothing else. So Shuddha Bhakta Ambarish is more superior than me. Though Ambarish Maharaj is not perfect, that is Siddha, and Prahlad Maharaj is Siddha, but even how he is superior, you can tell.
In brief,